Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So the economy here is so bad in the United States of America, and it's all policy driven for the most part. High taxes, high inflation, the attack on American energy. It's all policy driven from the Biden administration. And so you can go through the news all day long and see this, whether it's the stories talking about how 50% of America is living paycheck to paycheck, 50% of America doesn't have enough money in savings for the next month of bills. Even the Wall Street Journal now this week saying, you're broke, so skip breakfast. That's the state of the U.S. economy, and it's obvious. You go to the grocery store, you've probably noticed that since 2019, your grocery bill has close to doubled. Unless you just want to eat junk food all day. But produce, meats, that stuff has doubled. So here's Tucker Carlson visiting a Russian grocery store where they're not having those problems.
So a long-standing feature, maybe the longest-standing feature of Cold War propaganda in the West, was the Soviet grocery store. No products, no choices, shoddily made things. And it wasn't actually propaganda, it was real. And you can look up the pictures on the internet if you want. So we thought it would be interesting to take a look at a contemporary, modern-day, 2024 Russian grocery store 2 years into sanctions. Here we go. All right. There we go. So I guess you put in 10 rubles here and you get it back when you put the cart back. So it's free, but there's an incentive to return it and not just bring it to your homeless encampment. Okay. This is the grocery cart escalator. This is designed, I'm figuring this out now, where the wheels don't move. They lock on the grocery cart escalator. Look, Ma, no hands. Retail placement here is a little bit different. So it's like walking through Macy's to get to Whole Foods. Okay, we've gotten through the perfume section to get to the grocery store.
So, they call Tucker a Putin apologist. Oh, you mean it's a Putin apologist if you don't like American cities taken over by crime and violence and poverty and your grocery bill doubling. Oh, you're a Putin apologist.
That's pretty well. The low-carb lifestyle has not swept Russia. Thank heaven, because, look at that. It's fresh, too. Look at that. Oh, come on. Unicorn and mini mills. All right. Some kind of Russian wheat cookies. Ooh, we need coffee, don't we? I don't know if this is sugar or flour, to be honest with you, but it looks like a staple, so we should get it. It's a very good-looking package. It's got to be flour, right? And this is Russian wine. It's from Crimea, which not only has the warm water naval base, but also is the source of most of the grapes in this part of Russia for wine. So it's apparently pretty good. Cheese puffs. You check out of a grocery store and you've got gum, razor blades, and candy. Actually, they hide the razor blades because we steal them. But these are all seem to be Western products. Mars, Twix, Snickers, Milky Way, Bounty, Gillette, false cough drops, Mentos. It's pretty non-sanctioned to me, but what do I know? I went from amused to legitimately angry. So we were guessing what this would cost. Everybody hears from the United States buys groceries, and we didn't pay any attention to costs. We were just putting in the cart what we would actually eat over a week. And we all came in around $400. It was $104 U.S. here. And that's when you start to realize that ideology maybe doesn't matter as much as you thought. Corruption. If you take people's standard of living and you tank it through filth and crime and inflation, and they literally can't buy the groceries they want, at that point, maybe it matters less what you say or whether you're a good person or a bad person. You're wrecking people's lives in their country, and that's what our leaders have done to us. And coming to a Russian grocery store, the heart of evil, and seeing what things cost and how people live, it will radicalize you against our leaders. That's how I feel anyway, radicalized. We're not making any of this up, by the way, at all.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So you just saw it there from Tucker Carlson. And I think if there is anything else to say there, in fairness, the U.S. dollar is still pretty strong around the world. It might not be as strong as it once was, and certainly there is an attack on the U.S. dollar. It's also coming from within. Well, yeah, what do you think happens when you print a bunch of money and fund all these wars and then kill American energy and ship all of our production and manufacturing overseas? Yeah, that doesn't really help us either. That's all policy related. But even if you consider the exchange rate and the U.S. dollar being strong in Russia, I would say that that last video from Tucker Carlson tells a pretty strong story about what's being done to us financially. And it doesn't have to be that way. Our grocery bills could go down. Our energy costs could go down. It's policy that's driving them up. It's policy that's driving them up. Now, the Democrats know this. They hate this country. You shouldn't be surprised by that. The frustration is having Americans that don't understand this. But they put so much hate in the heart of the average liberal that they'll walk around gladly paying high energy costs, high energy bills, high grocery bills, and just say, it's better than Trump. It could be a nuclear holocaust. They say it's better than Trump. But so a very telling story. But, oh, I guess that's a Putin apologist or that's Russian propaganda. No, that's just the truth. We get screwed by our government. We get policy that hurts our energy prices and then hurts our grocery bill prices. That's what we get. By the way, our food is unhealthy, too. But that's another story. And then to just make that observation and compare and contrast with Russia, or it could be any country. See, that just destroys all the propaganda of Bidenomics. It just destroys all the propaganda that somehow Putin is this dictator working with oligarchs, crushing the Russian people. All inaccurate. All inaccurate. But it doesn't stop there. I'm not sure which is worse, really. I'd say they're both about equal, all things considered. Us getting crushed economically by policy, by the Biden administration. But I think there's probably an equal cause to be shocked by what you see at a Moscow subway station. Now, again, you go to any major metropolitan city in the United States of America, you're going to see the same thing. You're going to see poverty. You're going to see crime. You're going to see homelessness. You're going to see destruction. You're going to see decay. You're going to see infrastructure collapsing. It's just a fact. It's just a fact. In fact, I moved to Austin in 2016 when it was kind of at its peak, and it was really growing into a major booming metropolitan area. And you really didn't have all the kind of major Democrat-run city issues, let's say, the common sights, the common sounds of a major Democrat-run city. But since then now, in 8 short years, I've watched it basically turn into Los Angeles East. I've watched it turn into the same things, the same problems that I saw when I moved here from St. Louis. And it wasn't, it didn't take them much time at all. But they did it. By golly, they did it. And it's the same everywhere you go. Guys, see if you can find the video. Downtown Los Angeles, they just built this massive new high-end luxury apartment building. Right downtown, right next to the major sports venues, arenas, everything. Couldn't even rent out a single unit. Sitting there vacant. So a graffiti artist tags the entire building from the ground level to the top. Entire building tag. So that's what you see. But that's like barely even the tip of the iceberg. It's the crime wave. It's the poverty. It's the homelessness. And it's in every major U.S. city. It's in every major Democrat-run city. Every single one. The decaying infrastructure. Every single one. The subway stations, the bus stations, dangerous. Dangerous. Falling apart. They reek like feces and raw sewage and garbage. You have hecklers and beggars and criminals. It's an uncomfortable experience. But here was Tucker Carlson's experience riding the subway in Moscow.
One of the ways you understand a society is through its infrastructure, the places where people gather, the places where they go to travel. You've got a lot of people in one place that tells you a lot about the people. So with that in mind, we're standing in front of the Kyivskaya metro station and there's a train station next to it. Now, the metro station was built by Joseph Stalin 70 years ago. And the question is, how's it doing now, after 70 years? So we went into it to take a look, and what we found shocked us. Now, that's not an endorsement of Stalin, who was bad, obviously, nor is it an endorsement of the current president, Vladimir Putin. You may not like him either. But it doesn't change the reality of what we saw, or more precisely, didn't see. There's no graffiti, there's no filth, no foul smells. There are no bums or drug addicts or rapists or people waiting to push you onto the train tracks and kill you. No. It's perfectly clean and orderly. And how do you explain that? We're not even going to guess. That's not our job. We're only going to ask the question. And if your response is to shout at us slogans dumber than the slogans we used to call Soviet and mock, that's not really an answer. How does Russia, a country we're told is a gas station with nuclear weapons, have a subway station that normal people use to get to work and home every single day that's nicer than anything in our country? We're not going to speculate. We're just going to raise the question and wait for someone in charge to give us an answer. What is the answer? So we'll stop the lecture and let you take a look for yourself at what the Kyivskaya metro station in Moscow, Russia looks like today, February 2024, in the middle of a war. Here it is.
Looks like a museum. Looks like a library. Just beautiful, clean, very awe-inspiring. We could have this, but we'd rather fund wars. We could have this, but we'd rather fund illegal immigration. But Putin doesn't do that. So I guess he's the bad guy. I mean, seriously, this looks like you're walking into the nicest museum in the United States of America. You don't see beggars, you don't see bums, you don't see drug addicts. They're not erasing their history, they're not destroying their own infrastructure, their own civic centers. So they're going to continue with this. Tucker Carlson's experience in Russia, there's a lot more of that. But it's not that I'm sitting here like, oh my gosh, I wish I lived in Russia. It's that it's understanding how we get lied to by our media, and it's understanding that we don't have to live like this. We don't have to live like this. We don't have to have decaying downtowns. We don't have to have destroyed infrastructure. We don't have to have homelessness and poverty and drug abuse and crime running rampant in our cities. We don't have to have the areas of importance with our infrastructure, like subway stations, falling apart. An uncomfortable experience. It doesn't have to be like this for us. We could be living like kings. We could have the nicest airports. We could have the nicest subways, train stations, bus stops, infrastructure. We could have all of it. We could have all of it. But we don't get it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And then I'm going to watch them come into my city and take over all of our civic centers as well. And I have to pay for that? Because that's what's going on. Now, speaking of, listen to this admission, which, of course, we told you this was going to happen. Yeah, maybe they stall the illegal immigrants in Texas for a short period of time, or maybe they do secure the border in Texas. Okay, but that's not stopping the illegal immigrants from coming in. So here's NBC News reporting what we accurately predicted, as always, next month's News Today, when all the news about Abbott and the border was coming out. I sat right here in the studio and I said, yeah, that maybe we stop them in Texas, maybe for a month, but they're just going to go to California and Arizona like nothing ever happened. And now here's NBC News reporting this from the ground, exactly as we predicted in clip four.
I was here actually very early this morning and found a group of about 60 or 70 that reflected how very global migration to the U.S. border is today. There were people from Colombia, Ecuador, Brazil. There were people from Jamaica, from as far away as Mauritania in West Africa. Many of them, like I said, had been waiting here overnight. And on the other side of that fence, there's really nothing. It's dirt. There's nothing for them to do, no food, no water. There's, I think, a couple of porta potties, and that's about it. There's also volunteers here who've been coming here for months because the numbers are going up here, right? The local sector chief for the San Diego sector posted online that in the first week of February, about 8,600 migrants were apprehended in this sector. If you look week by week, that's higher than it's been here in months. I should say that the numbers border wide are still substantially lower than they were in December, but we're seeing them tick up and we're seeing the traffic pattern sort of shift west to here in California and Arizona.
Oh, the traffic pattern shift west. Now, you tell me how these illegal immigrant caravans knew to do that. Don't you see what the story here is? Obviously, this was predictable. Nothing is going to stop them from coming in. But what's the story here? They're being coached. This is a well-organized, well-funded illegal immigration machine. Somebody's making the calls. Somebody's directing the traffic. It's the same thing that happens when 10,000 of them pour into McAllen, Texas, and then reporters go down there, like InfoWars, and we turn our cameras on and we film the whole thing. Well, then what happens? Well, they stop sending them to McAllen, and then they send them to Brownsville. Well, then the media shows up in Brownsville, so they stop sending them to Brownsville, and then they send them to El Paso. And then the media shows up in El Paso, and they stop sending them to El Paso, and they send them to Eagle Pass. And then the media shows up in Eagle Pass, and they stop sending them to Eagle Pass, and they send them to McAllen, and they send them to Rio Grande Valley. See how it works? We've documented this whole damn thing. Yeah, I ought to give a shout out here because I've been meaning to do this. And I'm guessing this is also a gift. I got another gift from our Border Patrol insider. Elias is what he goes by here to protect his identity, obviously. He also sent me a gift, a coffee mug, and a little Border Patrol badge. I think he gave this to Alex, this metal Border Patrol icon here with the green-striped American flag and then the Bible verse, Romans 13:4 in the back. So I want to give a big shout-out and thanks to our insider, Elias, who's giving us a lot of information, and all the other insiders that we've had as well to help us report to you the truth about what's going on at the border. So, big shout out to him. But so that's why it was so predictable when they shut down the Texas border, at least momentarily, that we knew they would just go to Arizona and California. Now they're saying, oh my gosh, look, it's a record number of illegal immigrants in California. Look, it's a record number of illegal immigrants in Arizona. Well, it's just the same ones that have been coming to Texas. They're just sending them your way now. Because the NGOs and the UN and the Biden administration told them that's where you have to go now. The invasion is on, folks. It's not stopping. It's worse than ever. We're on pace for more than 3 million this year. We're actually on pace for 6 million, if you can believe that. The current pace for illegal immigrants entering the United States in 2024 is 6 million. That's the current pace. 6 million. Somebody sent for me the statistic. I'm trying to pull it out of my head, but I believe it was like in 2016, there were 90 U.S. citizens for every one illegal immigrant. By the end of 2024, it's going to be there's one illegal immigrant for every 37 U.S. citizens. Again, these numbers were sent to me this morning. I don't have them in front of me, but I think you get the point. And so this is what's going to become regular is the illegal immigrant crime that is sweeping through Kansas City too, but New York City. Here's the FBI and Mayor Adams talking about the crime now from these illegal immigrant gangs in clip 11.
We're patterned 156, essentially. It's about 62 cases right now, 7 boroughs, grand larceny, snatches and robberies with homes taken, putting out essentially a hit for people to go do his dirty work to grab phones and stuff. So he's the big target. He's caused a lot of problems in New York City, and hopefully we'll grab him. We get some headway in this.
First of all, thanks a lot, guys. Listen, we saw what happened on the video, and there are 172,000 migrants, asylum seekers who are here. Overwhelmingly, many of
them. Hear that number?
The same thing all of our families want.
162,000 illegal immigrants in New York City.
Country, break our laws, assault our cops. That was not only assault on an individual, that was assault on our system.
Well, Democrats do that for policy, so what do you care?
They use organized methods to commit crimes. It just can't happen, and it won't happen. Not in New York City.
It will. It will continue to happen.
But while you're in this police department.
While you're the mayor.
It's not about the migrants and asylum seekers. It's about those who break the law.
No, that's exactly what it's about.
Where you're from and where you came from, you break the law, you're going to feel full weight.
Unless you're an American criminal, then they're going to let you back out on the streets. Oh, wait, they did that with the illegal immigrants, too.
In the Bronx, the gun violence team, along with the grand larceny team, just conducted a search warrant here. Migrants preying on vulnerable New Yorkers in New York City.
They're getting guns, by the way.
Over 60 victims committing crimes as robberies, grand larcenies, purse snatches. Guess what? This department, this agency is not going to tolerate that. We will find you.
And the Soros district attorney will put him right back on the street. Calvin Bragg will put him right back on the street.
We're going to arrest you. We're going to bring you to justice.
And then they'll get released.
Fred, you got anything to say?
Nah, great job. Everything was handled. Everybody left safe. And we put bad guys in jail.
And then they get released. So, I mean, folks, this is only going to get worse. It's going to get so bad. Now it's just straight up gangs coming in here and taking over the cities. I mean, it's like the Foot Clan or something. It's just insane. So I want to take calls for the last two segments that I'm here with you. And then Jay Dyer coming up for the fourth hour. The number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. If you want to respond to the Tucker Carlson pieces about life in Russia or the U.S. propaganda telling you to hate Putin and now he killed this guy, so hate him even more. We need more of your money. We need more war. Or if you want to talk about Fat Fannie Willis embarrassing herself so badly that they don't even put her on the stand again today. Maybe, I don't know, maybe she couldn't figure out how to put her dress on straight. Or the illegal immigrant issue. All these topics, fair game when we come back. 877-789-2539.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got stone, and I'm super bad.
All right, Joe Biden gave a 5-minute press conference today talking about how you need to be really afraid of Putin and Russia, and that's the worst thing happening to you. Not your cities falling apart, not the violent crime taking over, not the poverty or the economic distress or the wars they continue to fund. And so Joe Biden had a little moment. He had a little Joe Biden moment, and even though the teleprompter was right there in front of him, he struggled to read it. And so I think this is why they gave him the hook early during the press conference, and he couldn't take any questions. It's another Biden moment in clip 14.
Allied did not pay their dues.
He'd encourage Russia to, quote, do whatever the hell they want. I guess I should clear my mind here a little bit and not say what I'm really thinking.
Right, right. So which one is it, Joe? You're too incompetent to face trial, or you're a criminal that needs to face trial? It's one of the two, according to Robert Herr. And then you lied about your son again. It's really just a sad state of affairs. So again, look, you can call Putin a killer, good, bad. I got Biden problems, bud. Okay? I got big Biden problems. All right, we're going to start taking your calls now. Again, we can talk about Fat Fannie Willis and that embarrassment. We can talk about the illegal immigration issue that's going to be worse than ever in 2024 for the fourth straight year under Joe Biden. We're going to have a record number of illegal immigrants. If you want to talk about Tucker Carlson from reporting in Russia and the Navalny narrative, we can talk about that. These are the discussions, and we're loading up the calls right now. Remember, everything we do here is brought to you by you, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. You're our sponsors, and we thank you for it. You are the blood that beats through the heart of InfoWars. And speaking of blood flow, we've got a great supplement for that at InfoWarsStore.com, and that is Nitric Boost, doctor recommended right here on the show. Nitric Boost, when you want to talk about blood flow and cardiovascular health, Nitric Boost is the answer. And we have it on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm not even sure that you respect your own vasculature if you're not taking Nitric Boost. Do you even respect your own vasculature? You should, and you should take Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com to show that you do. It's all about vasodilation. It's all about blood flow. And it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You can read the five-star reviews for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. But great, great product right here for cardiovascular health and blood flow. Nitric Boost, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, here we go to the calls. Let's start with Jeff in South Carolina. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, is this Owen?
Yes.
Hey, God bless you, man. I do appreciate everything you went through. Listen, I was wanting to tell you about, remember back in the last financial crisis, I guess it was Paulson came out and said, told Congress, you got to pass this bill to give all us money or else everything's going to collapse. I think that's what's going on with us giving money to Ukraine, because it's kind of like all of a sudden, oh, we need another $60 billion. You know, that's going to cover some other, you know, payment they got to have. And that's what I think is going on. That's why we keep seeing everything improve from both sides, because I think they're afraid of everything collapsing. So they're just buying themselves time. And I also want to make another point. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm not sure I fully understand that. You can make your second point. Are you saying that Ukraine is collapsing and that's why they have to give them money? Because that's going on, too. I mean, they don't like to talk about how an entire generation of Ukrainian men has been killed in this war.
No, I agree. But my point is Paulson, who was he had something to do with the Federal Reserve, and he came and told Congress that, hey, you need to pass this bill or else our banking system will collapse. And I'm just saying instead of bringing that up again, because we're not going to go for that, they're doing this under the table, passing bills to give Ukraine.
Okay, well, I mean, it's the same. I don't know if the two are connected, but it's the same argument. It's like, oh, if you don't pass this bill, you're going to war, like Schumer says, or, oh, if you don't sign this omnibus bill, the banks collapse.
Right, and I think
it's like a hostage negotiation. It's an extortion tactic.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. I had a good friend or acquaintance, and he's a guy of color, okay? And he just came to me one day and said, oh, I just hate white people. And I told him, I said, that's just not fair. I said, us white people are trying to take down the white supremacists. We are not the supremacists. The white supremacists are all the people that you can show on the chart and that's head of this and head of that. And they're all white. So we need to agree to that. So the narrative, we need to change the narrative that instead of globalists, say they are the white supremacists. So, in fact, Joe Biden isn't lying when he says white supremacists are the problem, because us that know what's going on see all the white people, you know, in Davos and all like that, that are creating a problem. And we need to change them.
You know, this is an interesting discussion, and I actually went on a live show with Hotep Jesus yesterday to talk about this. You know, kind of tongue-in-cheek joking, like, I represent the white people, he represented the black people. But I was doing this, and people are sending me all these crime statistics and all this other stuff, and he's like, why didn't you bring this up? Why didn't you bring this up? And, I mean, yeah, you can point to these statistics all day long. You know, I brought up some of it, but you said something that actually he admitted to me. And I thank you for the call, Jeff. He said, yeah, I used to hate white people. I was basically trained by propaganda to hate white people. And then his counterpoint to me saying, well, look, there's an undeniable pattern of behavior here when it comes to black crime and when it comes to black on white crime, and specifically when it comes to children, white children in schools. And he said, but don't you see how that's now being propaganda used to make white people hate black people? And I mean, maybe it's a fair counterpoint. But it's just like, how do you even, what do you do? What do you do to stop the flow of hatred that obviously the divide and conquer tactics are being used against us right now? Like, well, there's issues to address. But then if you address them, you're adding to the hatred. And so, I don't know. But he brought that other point up, too. He said, well, you know, you can talk about black kids beating white teachers and white students, but look at the people that run the country, like Joe Biden and them. They're the real white supremacists. Like, yeah, I come on air all day and bash Joe Biden. So it's very complex. The solution is focusing on the issues that are the economic issues, your energy bills going up, your grocery bills going up, why Russia has nicer subways than the United States of America, and just building a country that everybody can thrive in. But now they're just giving it to illegal immigrants. All right, let's go to Sergio in California. Sergio, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Owen.
Howdy.
First, I wanted to plug in that nitric boost, man. It really makes me feel like a teenager. Get your blood flowing, get your stamina.
Yeah.
My topic was immigration, man. I was just, I'm looking at all the people coming in, and it's a damn shame. Like, my parents used to pride themselves on not seeking social services, you know, not taking money from the government. And these people come and they take whatever they can. And it's almost like the government divides them with the other immigrants that are trying to walk a straight path and trying to make a living for themselves, you know?
Well, look, if you come into this country legally, then you're an immigrant. If you don't, you're a criminal.
Right. All I'm saying is that there's people that have come exactly with work visas, and they do it the right way. They pay their taxes. They wait for the nationality. I got family.
Sure, they come with prospects. They have something to add to our civilization. But, you know, the other thing you said is so important as well. You said there used to be this matter of pride where you don't want to take a government handout. But now these individuals that come in, it's not that they just don't look at it like that. It's the exact opposite. They look at us like we're suckers. They look at us like we're morons that we let them into the country and then give them everything for free. So they just look at it like, oh, hell yeah. It's like a cheat code for them. Like, oh, I can go here and just get everything for free and these dumbass Americans will do it? Sweet. And I can rob them on the streets? And I can take over their rec centers? Awesome.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
On the border, illegal immigration issue. We've got the corrupt DA, Fannie Willis, exposing herself, going after Trump. We got the issue with Russia and Tucker Carlson going over there and exposing how their cities are nicer than ours. Well, why is that? Well, I guess that's because their government isn't filled with psychotic warmonger freaks, even though that's what they would have you believe. I mean, even if you wanted to claim Russia or Putin were warmongers, compared to the United States leadership, barely even on the radar. But let's go back to the phone calls, and we go to Matt in California. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I just want to tell you the Wars of the Info on X, and I've been doing all those drawings of you guys. I don't know if you've seen them, but trying to draw cartoons of you guys for fun. But, yeah, dude, like Fannie Willis, I mean, will she even go down at all? Will anything
I wouldn't get your hopes
people?
Up. I would not get your
That's
hopes up.
That's what I mean. I everybody, one after another, we see another person pop up.
But in the court of public opinion, which is not completely worthless, then she's been completely destroyed.
Yeah, and I just want to know what you think about the upcoming election, of course, and how will we know that there will be, like, some kind of law and, you know, like, protected, like, just like it was last time. I think it's just, it's so sad that I think the same thing will happen. Like, all the powers that be, all the world power is against Trump. You know that.
I don't know. I mean, I have the same mindset as you, brother. It's just, you know, I get it. I get it. They stole the 2020 election. They steal midterm elections. Right. They steal elections left and right. I know.
Yeah. And then you see like all the videos where they expose it all. Then there's nothing investigated after that. I got stories right here
on this issue. Atlantic City ballot stuffer reportedly worked for the feds. Does the FBI have ballot stuffers on the payroll in every major Democrat city? I mean, it's just crazy. FOIA documents reveal secret 2020 Election Day meeting with CISA, Dominion, ES&S, ERIC voting system, FBI, leftist organization, state's officials, and others just discovered. So they're all meeting about how they can help our elections. So, yeah, believe me, I get it. I get the frustration. I guess we hope we can overwhelm the voter fraud with real votes. I mean, I don't know how else to respond. I mean, but here's, look, I don't want to spend too much time on this, Matt, but thank you for the call. Here's what happens. In the major Democrat cities, let's just take one example, Pennsylvania, where Trump won, I would say, in 2016. He was winning all day long. And then what happens? At 3:30 in the morning in Philadelphia, 350,000 ballots magically arrive, all for Joe Biden. And that's just the perfect number he needed to beat Donald Trump in Pennsylvania. And then he gets them, and then they say Joe Biden won. So... it's all concentrated in the major cities. That's where the voter fraud and the crimes are concentrated. So, I mean, maybe you can focus on that and stop it. Maybe you can overwhelm it with the rural vote, but that's what goes on. Let's go to Happy in Pennsylvania. We speak of Pennsylvania. Now Happy joins us from Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Yo, bro, what's good? It's actually Happy, not Happy, but I am happy. I live in Philadelphia, and I mean, you see it all the time. It's just so obvious. And now you have all this propaganda coming out, threatening us into, you know, supporting this Ukraine bill, you know, saying there's, an imminent Russian threat in space. I mean, it's just so absurd. And I just don't know how regular people just don't see that. It's just such an obvious land grab scheme. I mean, Ukraine's the poorest country in Europe. Yet it has the richest farmland in Europe, if not some of the richest farmland in the world. And you have these big firms like BlackRock just who are going to go in afterwards and just take up all this land. I mean, you see it all over. You see it, what's going on in Maui right now. It's just.
Yeah.
It's just.
I would say the simplest way to put it is that Israel is a client state of the United States of America. So the military-industrial complex thrives because of Israel's situation in the Middle East, and all the individuals in Washington, D.C. and Northern Virginia that have the stocks in the weapons manufacturers, they all thrive because Israel helps us keep war going. And then Ukraine is like a vessel state of the United States of America, where basically we can just launder money, launder weapons, launder political information, and all kinds of stuff through Ukraine, and then kind of keep it as this high point of tension between Russia and Europe so that they can continue to have the excuse to have NATO and all the money that goes into that. And what is the final result of all these equations? The U.S. people get our money stolen from us, our blood, our treasure, all poured into these things that really don't benefit us at all.
Explain to me how Israel, one of the highest GDP per capita in the world, needs a no terms loan, you know, not even a loan, just give them money, you know, for this war that's clearly been set up.
Because they own our ass.
Beforehand.
Because they own our ass. Pull it up right now. In 2018, 19, I forget what it was, Donald Trump said Israel owns our Congress. He said it. He said it. Israel owns our Congress. Donald Trump in an interview. Go ahead and pull that up.
Oh, I've seen it. It's so obvious. But you know, you have these.
But it's even worse because you can. I mean, the entire Biden administration are dual state citizens of Israel and the United States. These are people that are not even elected. They're not even elected.
Well, you see it with Jeffrey Epstein. You see it with all this. You know, all this going on in the intelligence community. It's just so blatant. But I'd really like to know just where this. You know, they claim they're serious people. If they were serious people, why was Santos thrown out in a matter of minutes?
Oh yeah, well no, that's just because
is so clearly working with foreign governments. Yet nothing will ever happen to him.
Yeah, nothing happens to Bob Menendez. Nothing happens to Fat Fannie Willis. They just get caught. But George Santos, you know, he's got to go. I don't know why Republicans like throwing pick sixes in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, but they seem to really love it. That's kind of their legacy. They throw pick sixes at the two-minute warning in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. That's what they're into. I don't know. You'd have to ask them that. But look, I don't think that's the future of the Republican Party, but it's been that way for far too long. And now they lose a House vote over it. It's truly pathetic stuff. Let's go to Andre in Arizona. Andre, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
All right, let's go to Sean in Texas. You're on the air. Sean, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, two quick comments and a prediction I think is important. First of all, listening to Fannie Willis reminded me, do you remember that guy from Georgia that was claiming that if you know, we had too much military equipment on Guam, it would capsize. That's what she reminded me of when she starts talking about continents. And then to the New York police officers, if you break the law, you're going to be punished. Well, they broke the law coming in the country. They're already lawbreakers.
That's right.
Just deport them.
That's right.
And the last thing, and I think this is important, and I haven't heard anybody say this, the only thing that stops the takeover of America is the armed populace. And I think what they're going to do is they're going to activate the sleeper cells. You're going to see about a week of hell on Earth, and then the government's going to come out, probably the Biden administration, and say, we have to pick up all of the guns from everyone in order to stop it. I think they're going to use that as a pretext to take the guns.
Well, there's no doubt they want to take all the guns. They're already trying to pass legislation to ban the Second Amendment, not just to stop your right to own firearms or the right to bear firearms, but they're also trying to stop the right to form a militia. They have bills that they're trying to pass in Congress right now banning militia groups. So, yeah, absolutely. Of course, that's what tyrants want. They don't want there to be a populace. They don't want there to be citizen groups that can defend themselves against a tyrannical government. That's what all tyrants do. That's what all authoritarians do. So, of course, that's what they're going to push for in Congress. But I don't know, Sean. I think that might be they might even know that that's probably taking it too far. They like to kind of do things cloak and dagger politically. And if there is some event like that, how are they going to not take the blame when they opened the border wide open? I don't know how they avoid taking the blame for an event like that when it was them that let all the terrorists in, should that be the case. All right, I'm going to do five more minutes, take a couple calls, and then Jay Dyer takes over.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.